For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
And the rosebuds know to bloom in early May.
Worries of rain washed away with a bright, breezy day. The bells of St. Michael's Church signal the beginning of the opening ceremony for the 42nd Spoleto Festival USA, and an invocation honored the artists.
Bless the creators, O God of creation, who by their gifts make the world a more beautiful and joyous realm.
One of the festival's many singers performed the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see?
From there, those who spoke reflected on life, as portrayed through art. Here's the Spoleto Board Chair explaining one of this year's scheduled performances.
Borders deals with the flow of refugees that the unraveling of the Middle East has unleashed.
Border playwright Henry Naylor says the world needs art festivals now more than ever.
Because everywhere we travel, we see that the world is becoming angrier and angrier. We appear to be losing the ability to discuss and debate. And this is where the arts come in. For the next 17 days, we will all hear perspectives from all over the world. We will hear souls speak.
Opera, theater, dance, music, even acrobats, they all come to life in Charleston. Mayor John Tecklenburg did the honors.
And so, maestro, once again, let the baton twirl. Let the songs begin. Grazie. Welcome to us all. The 42nd Spoleto Festival USA begins.
Confetti filled the air as acrobats from the performance backbone took the stage, demonstrating the balance of life and art. For more, check out our podcast, Spoleto Backstage. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.